This is Vatican Radio and I'm Lydia O'Kane. Italian Premier Enrico Letta has won a Senate confidence vote after former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi performed a political climb down and decided to support the coalition government. The vote was called after Berlusconi urged five ministers and his People of Freedom Party to leave the government. Berlusconi's party has been thrown into chaos, with several lawmakers and his closest ally Angelino Alfano openly defying him and saying they would support the administration. I spoke to Professor of International Relations at the American University of Rome, James Walston, about the political situation. It's been a rather eventful day at the Italian Senate. Just to get your reaction to what's been going on, the statement of Berlusconi, could it be best described as a piece of theatre?
It has been an eventful week, which I first started trying to think of in terms of a chess game, but a chess game is too slow and too deliberated. It's been a very fast game of tennis or even basketball. I'm not sure what is the best metaphor. But it has been going back and forth over the last week and over the last few hours since the beginning of the debate. It has become even more convulsed, with day starting off with Berlusconi saying that he and his people would vote against the government, and then when it finally comes to his declaration of which way they will vote, he criticizes the government very strongly and then finally says we will vote in favor, and then he goes and votes in favor. And this is, I think, even more proof of desperation on Berlusconi's part. He is somebody who is trying to put together maintain some sort of unity in his party and maintain some sort of control.
Yes, I was just going to come to that, looking at the power figure of Berlusconi. Is it a power we see waning? And was Alfano his kind of second in command? Was it by him saying, no, I'm not going with you on this? Do you think that further kind of chipped away at his power base?
Well, there have been various causes of the waning of Berlusconi's power. Alfano, who everyone, including Berlusconi, starting with Berlusconi, thought was a nobody and a yes man, over the last few days has shown that he's not a yes man, that he does have his own opinion. There have been others, and probably the most influential is the Prime Minister's uncle and Eminence Grise of Berlusconi's government, Gianni Letta, who has always been a moderate. And he presumably, we don't have proof of this, but he presumably tried to lean on Berlusconi to change his mind, and he and the others succeeded. Other fairly big names in the party declared themselves against the idea of bringing the government down in this way. So Berlusconi had a lot of open opposition over the last few days and growing opposition. So this is why he decided to reverse his previous direction in a rather dramatic way.
Are we seeing a new outlook for Italian politics, Italy in general? I mean, it looks as if the politicians are saying we've got to get the country going.
Well, there are a number of politicians, and many of them in the PDL, in Berlusconi's party, who said that very explicitly. What we will see over the next few days, weeks, months even, I think, is whether there will be a new form of centre-right, some sort of centre-right which is more similar to the Gaullists in France, to the Conservatives in England, to the Christian Democrats in Germany, a European centre-right, rather than a personalised party. If Berlusconi does bow out, and when he bows out, if he bows out completely, that will take time, then there might be the possibility. And clearly what Letta has said very explicitly, what the government, the Prime Minister has said, is that he would like to see some form of centre-right which he can rely on for the next year and a half. He wants to stay in power until his major reforms are through in 2015 or so. At the moment, Berlusconi is still hoping to be able to condition the government because his party's in government, and he hopes to be able to condition his party. Neither is a certainty.
But can he really do that after what's happened?
Well, he has changed his mind. He has been extremely economical with the truth on many occasions and survived. What is different now is that he has this conviction from the Supreme Court. He is going to be expelled from the Senate in the next 2 weeks or so. And so he is being pushed out by factors which are not, which are way beyond his control. He would like to be able to somehow condition the judicial proceedings and the political proceedings in the Senate, which are his expulsion proceedings, by staying in government. But all the parties, almost all the parties, have said very explicitly, including some people in his own party, have said very explicitly, we have to keep Berlusconi's judicial problems, his convictions and other problems which are coming up, separate from that of the government. And if that is the case, and it looks very much that it really is the case, then Berlusconi is going to have to go, and he is presumably being pushed by some of his advisers to go gracefully and try and maintain some influence rather than be kicked out.
Just one final question regarding Enrico Letta. Has he been an effective leader? Has the government been effective? Obviously, he's been given another bite at the cherry in the sense of what's happened today. But is he on the right path, as it were?
I think Letta is certainly on the right path. In 5 months, he has passed a number of issues, a number of measures which have been effective. They've been fairly small. He's been accused of delaying and postponing, and most of the time he has had to do that. But this was unfortunately for him within the conditioning of his government. He still has, although it's a little bit more homogeneous now than it was a few hours ago. He has a government of very uncertain partners and have been squabbling since they started. And this will continue. It will presumably calm down rather more now after this vote of confidence. And if Letta succeeds in finding a portion of the PDL which gives him full and unconditional support away from Berlusconi, then he will be able to continue his reform process, which will make the European institutions happy and which will make the markets happy, and which should allow for Italy to come out of the recession sometime in 2014.